The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And so rather than being rooted in those things, it's possible to be rooted in things that are truly nurturing, truly beneficial for us, that shape us and feed us in other ways. And a lot about doing this practice is to create good roots, to have good roots. And thing about having roots is that sometimes it feels like we're going away from the light rather than towards the light. And if we have plants, you know, the seed, you know, it has to first grow away from the light to send down its roots. And then once it's rooted, it grows up towards the light. And some people want to move towards the light. They want to do great things in their life. They want to, and they don't take the time to really put down roots. They get grounded, to get rooted in something really good. And a lot of the growth in this kind of practice we do comes from creating the right conditions for growth. Just like when you plant a seed and the plant's going to grow, you don't actively tug on the leaf, tug on the roots, you know, make it longer and bigger and grow, and, you know. You create the conditions for it to grow. And you create the good soil conditions, water, light, the different things, and then something can grow. And if you think that you're responsible in charge, that's kind of like pulling too much. But as the farmer, you're responsible for where you plant your seed, where you're rooted in, and then nurturing those good roots, nurturing that so that it can grow, grow the way it wants to grow. So what are some of the things we get rooted in? What are some of the good roots? One of the most important ones that Buddhism emphasizes over and over again is the importance of ethics, the importance of being ethical in your actions and your speech. And so that's a condition, that's a soil, that's the place to get rooted. And you do that, that creates really good conditions, nourishment, that creates, you know, then the sap that's going to, you know, bring life to your body, your mind, will have that as a condition that supports you. It's very different than the kind of, if you're rooted in the things that, the motivations that generally cause people to be unethical, are usually not things that feed us in good ways. So to have the roots in being ethical is important. There is being rooted in the present moment. Because if you spend most of your time in the future, most of your time in the past, that doesn't really support the vitality, the lived life in the present moment. It doesn't create the right conditions for the plants to grow. It's kind of a little bit too much in the past, too much in the future. It's like living in the dark. And so to be rooted in the present moment and find yourself here more is an important part of this practice. To be rooted in kindness and compassion and friendliness is a great thing to do. So to send down roots in those, to appreciate that part of that side of yourself. If you can't appreciate that there's any side of you that has any compassion or kindness, then it's kind of good to spend a little bit of time exploring the domain of love, kindness, compassion. Don't just brush it off, and don't just say, "Well, that's not for me." But rather kind of explore it, think about it, learn about it, study it in human beings and animals around you, and see if there's some way that could be a place that you root yourself, that you get nourished by, that you're supported by. When I was young, in my early 20s, I was nourished by the compassion of others. And it was really important for a while. Not that I wasn't doing it consciously, but I would just kind of tune in to other people who are compassionate, because I had so little of it. And it would feed me, it would kind of like benefit me, like inspire me, like touch something in me. And in retrospect, I would say that something in me was resonating with what I saw in them. It helped me to see myself by seeing other people. So take take the time to be rooted in kindness and compassion. That it's really good to be rooted in generosity. There's something about the movement, the impulse, the motivation to be generous, whether it's with your time, your smiles, your just taking the time to say hello to someone, how are you, and all kinds of ways of being generous. It's not really for their sake that we do it, but it's for your own sake. It's a way of nourishing, having the roots in generosity nourishes something in us, creates conditions for something to grow that can't grow. So all these things together, creating is a soil. We're putting in place a soil. We're doing these things and so we can relax. The idea, all this stuff to relax, so something that's within us can sprout and grow and develop if we have the conditions, we create the conditions for them. And it's a way of, in a very wise way, hopefully a very wise way, of not taking too much responsibility for your growth. Or take a lot of responsibility for it by getting out of the way. Take a lot of responsibility creating the conditions so you can relax and let something else blossom, bloom through you, rather than always you tugging or pushing or trying to amass, gather together all the little cells that are going to add up to become a plant that blossoms. Good luck. Go down to the local cell store and buy all the little cells and try to glue them together to make it into a plant. It's not going to work. Sometimes we treat our, I think some people treat themselves that way. If I get all these things, put all these things in place and figure all this stuff out, then it'll all work. But we're plants, we're organic beings, our hearts, our minds. And so if you want to let something blossom and grow, and that depends a lot on what you're rooted in. So be careful with what you're rooted in and see what you can do to put down good roots in your life, and then see what happens from there. So those are my thoughts for this morning. And